Of course I thank God. Isn't he great? Am I right? Isn't he great? He is wonderful. In the name of Jesus, in his wonderful, powerful name, he is wonderful. Okay. Welcome to episode 2 of Papitos en Cristo. And the title of this one is, Don't Be Shy, Don't Be Scared, The Lord Is There. He is there at all times, no matter what. He is there. Young men, you're going to have a desire for the Lord. The Lord is coming for you. If you're surrounded by people that go to church that believe in the word of the Lord, then okay, that's fine. But look, the way I started my walk with God is when I was at my lowest. October 2023, I was through the roughest time of my life. Until I started, I went with my dad, you know. I started going to church often, a lot. And that's when I realized that I have a desire and love for God. And it doesn't take you to just be at your lowest in order to seek God and be hungry for God. It could take any time of place, any time that you are hungry for God. The devil is a liar and he's nagging at you. He is nagging at you so he can make you his. And that's what I don't want for you guys, young men at all. And the youth in general, I don't want that for you guys. Jesus doesn't want you for you guys either. He doesn't want that for you guys. Okay, so we're going to break down the title. Don't be shy. First thing is, don't be shy to worship God in any place. Don't be shy to praise him in any place. I mean, I used to be shy when I first went to church, the church I'm at right now. The first time I went there, my dad married my stepmom, Selena. And first time I actually went was, I don't remember, but I met a lot of the youth. I met youth when they're little. I met Sister Makila and Sister Ellie first. Brother Enrique, Brother Joey, they're my stepmom's brothers. Sister Makila is my stepmom's sister too. So I met Sister Ellie and Sister Makila. You know, I was scared of them. You know, they're girls, you know, I'm like 11, 10 at the time, you know. And if you're 10 and age at that age, you know, you're still afraid of girls, you know. You're scared to approach them, you know. You're not fully a man yet. You're not fully liking a girl is disgusting, you know. You're at that age. You don't know what to do when you see a girl. You don't know what to do when you want to talk to one. So I was scared at that time, you know. I was scared and it was kind of funny. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was kind of funny. And because I was like, I told my dad, like, they seem really nice, you know. I didn't know what to do. I was scared. It was in the basement of the church, you know, for fellowship. Well, it was in the church, though, for fellowship. And I met Sister Ellie's sister, Mercedes. Sister Mercedes, you know, she's motivated me a lot. Her mom, too, Sister Sophia, motivated me a lot. Them three in whole, it motivated me and encouraged me a lot. They were always by my side, no matter what. So I started to get a full understanding. That's when they helped me even more. You know, Friday, 7 p.m. service last week. What's the date today? Today is the 24th. So the 22nd, I did a special with Eliseo, Brother Eliseo, and Brother Malachi. And we sang Gratitude. And it's a good song. I like it. I like it a lot. And as we end the podcast, later on, we'll sing that. Well, I'll put it on that song as an outro. Okay, so look, as I did that, you know, I was shy. I was shy to be at church. You know, I didn't know no one there. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to make myself fit in. I just didn't know how what to expect. Something new for me, you know. And ever since then, I loved going to church because it was always, you know, I mean, I didn't really listen. I just loved the praising and worshiping. You know, I'm a musical type of kid. Still, I am. And I love it. I love being around people, you know. I love it to this day. And it's just a way for me getting comfortable. When I first went, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I should stand up or not. So I basically followed my dad. So I did. I followed him, you know. I look up to my dad. And I look up to him in any way, you know. So I did, and look at me now. I'm hungry for the Lord. I want to be in his presence. Well, I want him to be in my presence. And the Lord is... Well, starting your walk with God is the best thing you can do in your life. And being in church is a house of miracles. And showing your gratitude towards the Lord is something that you want to do because he's the one that put you into this world. Well, when you're first born into this world, you know, your flesh is full of sin already. So there's really nothing you could do. But look, once you learn, like once you, later on, once you get a full understanding, you want to repent. You want to ask for forgiveness for all the sin that you had, that he had done or caused. And to this day, even though before I start praying, I ask for forgiveness. Because I don't know what I did to sin. But God knows what I did to sin. I only know when I sin, I already know when I'm going to do. But look, God knows before you even do it. God knows everything before you do it. God knows what you're thinking before you even think about it. God knows what you're going to do before you even do it. Say I want to go work out. God already knew I wanted to go work out. Say I want to read my Bible. God already knew I wanted to read my Bible because he knew I was going to do it already. Say I wanted to make this episode 2. God already knows. He's giving me what to say on to make this episode. Okay, so don't be shy. On to the next. Don't be scared. There's nothing to fear. God doesn't want you to have fear. There's nothing to fear. Young men, don't be scared on what people think of you. I know that's what you want. You want the attention that you can have at all times, at all causes. You want to be cool. But guess what? You don't have to be cool in order to be likable. Look. Being cool is you making yourself think that you want, oh, let me go chase this girl over here. Let me go chase these 3 girls. Having 3 girls isn't good. The only person you want to chase is God. The only person you want to look for is God. You don't want to stay there, you know, stay after school looking for a girl to walk with across the street to a bus. You don't want to stay there and wait for that. The only person you want to wait for is God. Look. Having multiple girls isn't cool because, you know, you're gonna play with their minds, you know. And I just take my own advice sometimes. Well, this, especially with women, I respect women. You know, I'm thankful for women because, you know, I mean, they're understanding and they're helpful and caring and loving. And the one thing that you don't want to do is mess with their minds and play with their minds and put them in dark places. You want to prevent us from being in dark places by motivating them on getting closer to God. And, you know, young men, don't be scared to find a woman that praises the Lord without hesitation. Don't be scared to do that. And you want to find yourself a woman that gives praise without hesitation. right now, I used to be scared to, you know, get praise the Lord. I used to be scared to raise up my hands, but guess what? I'm not scared to do that anymore, young men. Look, don't be scared, because there's nothing to be scared of. Nobody will judge you in any which way. Nobody will judge you. Nobody can judge you for praising God, because that you're doing something good. That's the last thing God wants you to have, is fear. Yes, you're gonna want to fear God. That's the only person you fear, but you don't want to fear no one else but God. He doesn't want you to have fear. He doesn't want you to be worried, to be worried about anything. God is always going to be there. He's going to always give you victory reports, testimonies for you. So you know how great He is. God is our light to our darkness. Every darkness He will shine light on, and there won't be no darkness at all. God will always be on by you, by your side, your tag team partner to the end. And He's always going to be there. But you think your young men, you think your friends are always going to be there. Nah. That's not how it works. Before your friends are there, God is there. Before your friends, remember that, before your friends are there, God is there. And it might sound funny, because, you know, you always say that you had that one brother that's always had your back. But next thing you know, they stab you in the back. Like, no. They stabbed you in the back. Okay, that's bogus. But the person, one person that will never stab you in the back is God. The Lord. He will never stab you in the back any which way. You can ask for forgiveness. And he will forgive you. But he will choose the friends that He wants you to keep, and He will choose the friends that He doesn't want you to keep. If those friends don't please God, then He's gonna take those out of your life. If there's friends that pleases Him, then He'll keep them in your life. If you know you're around a bad crowd, then surround yourself around. Then take yourself out of that bad crowd. Surround yourself around people hungry for God. And just, okay, that's going involved, you know. That's involving being scared, because you're so used to having a crowd full of people around you. But when it comes to yourself and God, you wouldn't know what to do. You don't know what to do. So that's being scared. That's causing fear. And you don't know what to do. So, look, Sister Ellie, Sister Michaela, Brother Eliseo, Brother Malachi, Brother Emmanuel, these are people that have been there for me no matter what. Sister Ellie, you know, once I started getting right with God, I started taking Him serious. She helped me. She's like, you should delete your social media accounts. So I did. I deleted TikTok, you know. That's the only thing I was on. I was always on that. I was on nothing else but TikTok, you know. And that right now, young men, that's a big step for you. Because that's, for starting your walk with God, that's what you want to do. If you're going to take Him serious, that's what you want to do. I'm going to give you a list right here. If you want to take notes, then I'll repeat it. Deleting social media accounts. Your phone in general is just the whole world in your hands. It's like the whole world in your hands. Deleting social media. It's full of worldly things, worldly music, worldly language, profanity, all of that. You want to delete that. You want to delete that account and make a new one to start over. Deleting people's names and contacts that God blocked out, God blocked out for you. Delete those people's contacts, because they're no good, because they don't please God. What is another one? Your playlist. Your music playlist. All that worldly rap, pop, K-pop, country, corridos, regional Mexican music, all that reggaeton, all of that cumbias, bachata, all of that papitos. Look at all the music, really music. Delete all those playlists that you have. Start over and make a Christian playlist, Christian rap, you know, Christian reggaeton, all of that, all Christian bachata. Look, one day, well, one episode, I'll get to all the music, you know, all the world, like pop culture. I'll get all into that. But right now, is don't be scared. We're going to change it. We're going to go to don't be shy, don't be scared, the Lord is there. Now we're going to go to the Lord is there part, okay? Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The Lord is there. He's saying that he's there. He will always have your back. Philippians 4:13 also states, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You can do all things through God, and they will strengthen you on your walk. He is always going to be there. No one else is always going to be there. At the end of the day, those people are going to leave. They're going to leave you. They're going to leave you in the shadows. They're going to forget about you. And they're going to start treating you weird, you know, because you're getting into the word of God. You're starting to believe in him. Your walk with God, you started taking this serious. Look, Papito, there's nothing there. Don't trust in those people. Trust in God. Don't trust in those people. See, I'm telling myself this too while I'm telling you guys. Don't trust in those people. Don't rely on those people. Because at the end of the day, they're going to take a knife and stab you in the back hard, Papito. Stab you in the back hard. And you're not going to like it. You're going to feel hurt. That's why you feel all the trust into them. Put all your trust into God, Papito. All of that world stuff, that's got to go. The trust that you have, they're going to end up disrespecting you, making fun of you because you believe in God. Guess what? Womp womp. Take them, block them out. Don't listen to a word they have to say after that. All he's going to have is negativity. They're going to start tongue lashing you and everything. They're not going to do nothing with you. Like I said, he's always going to be there no matter what. He's going to always have your back, even if you turn your back on him. The Lord is always going to be there no matter what. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. Like I said, he knows what you're thinking before you even think about it. But just young men, don't go chasing around a girl. This is, I don't know, it's just nagging at me to tell you guys. Because I've done it so many times and it's messed me up so many times. And it's made me think about the stuff that I did. Just don't go chasing around girls, you know, that's going to affect you negatively. You know, it's a bad influence on you, yourself, and people around you. It's just that people expect you to like them. But they only, on the inside, they only like you for your appearance. They only like you for your appearance. They don't care about your personality. But once you tell them that, oh, I believe in God, I will praise and worship God, boom, you don't have no girl that likes you anymore. That's the wicked thing about people in the world. They don't like doing that stuff. But guess what? God loves that stuff. God loves that you praise and worship him. God loves that you talk about him. God loves that you spread his glory, his gospel. And I want you young men, youth in general, to keep on doing that, to keep on praising the Lord. The title of this entrance of this podcast, I'm going to end it off like this. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. The Lord is there. And praise the Lord. Pray. Pray for each and every one of you youth as a whole. See you guys in episode 3. I love you all. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Papitos en Cristo episode 2 is done. I could sing these songs.